ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
Lead 29-20. And it's first down, Saints, 4:25 to go. Breeze dropping, looking, throws the pass on the right side. It is intercepted on the far sideline. Bucks
welcome
have
back
the ball.
To a beautiful day here. Take it like a fan. You got Chip.
You got the dog.
Buccaneer Bo.
I thought I was going to be four-time fantasy champion.
I thought about a new one today.
He knew you were going to say it for him.
Exactly.
So we got a lot to talk about today.
Huge.
Big retirement party.
I was just telling you guys about how it's so funny that these Patriot fans have just, like, given up and, like, they've given up on the Patriots. They were obviously Tom Brady or Gronk fans. But you know my favorite question to ask the Patriots fans that I talk to all the time now?
What's that?
Hey, what time do the Patriots play?
They don't.
Stop.
They've had their run. Let them just sit there.
I know, man. But you got to understand, I lived with 4 out of 6 people in my house were Patriots fans. Die hard.
That's your choice.
Up until this year. So you can imagine what I've taken over the years.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't get how people can just walk away.
Just walk away, right?
Well, like, no souls.
My mother-in-law?
Die hard.
Well, Patriots fan.
I would now? Say this. I would
not
say
so
there was, before the Patriots era, and then when Tom Brady stepped in until he left, he created his own fan base with that team. There was more Tom Brady fans than there was just Patriot fans.
Yes.
I agree.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
I mean, call it what you want.
Which
but
leads to one of the questions that I wanted to ask you guys tonight. I mean, and we're going to get into a little bit, and you and I already kind of semi-talked about it, was MVP talk. If Brady took this team to the Super Bowl, how is he still not anywhere? I mean, how is he, one, not in it right now in the conversation with the Josh Allen, the Aaron Rodgers?
I'm sure he is.
Not from what I read.
Well, I mean, it kind of boils down to Sunday because, obviously, I think the 2 losses to the Saints, even though we whooped their ass a third time, just has a little effect on that. I think it just – they look at that and they look at those as two really competitive division games.
We lost the first two to the Saints, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said we just whooped them for the third time.
No, we whooped their ass on the third time.
Oh, on the third time.
Like,
you,
no,
right.
Whooped their ass.
That did feel good.
Yeah.
That did feel good.
Yeah. Felt great.
That, to me, is like – that's a win.
The last pass that Breeze throws
– Is a pick.
First pass that Winston
to the Bucks
threw was a pick. Last pass he threw was a pick. Maybe it's Winston. Maybe he's the curse.
Well, you saw what he did.
What?
That was crap. The play the play where they brought him
Oh,
in.
He almost overthrew the guy.
Yeah. Well,
he almost
he didn't, but.
You know what was a key play that stuck out to me? Was JPP's penalty. Tripping Kamara.
That was probably his best penalty. Like the guy
that's
said,
probably
that
the
was
best penalty of the year you can get.
Because it did stop a long touchdown right there.
Oh, he was gone. He was to the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, he was gone.
What do you guys think the play of the game was?
I'm gonna say Winfield's fumble.
Winfield's fumble.
Yes, the strip.
Winfield's fumble or Tyler Johnson's third down catch.
No, I think I would have to agree with the strip. In the turnover.
The fumble, I think
yeah,
the fumble, because they were starting to go
turn.
Downfield,
yeah.
And then we got that, and I think, well, we had 21 points off the 4 turnovers we had. But then you also, you know, Tyler Johnson's catch. Devin White's interception was pretty big at that time.
Yeah,
I mean, that was Kamara down the seam. And then
but
Scooter.
I think it was a turnaround for everything. Like
it,
the
it was a momentum
flow
shift. It was a momentum shift. But 100%. without one play, you don't have the others, I don't think. I don't think you have the same outcome. Because those plays were crucial.
Yeah.
Even Scotty's catch, that ball, Marshawn Lattimore was like spying on him, so he's over the top. But the ball just fell right into him, and he fell down. And that was I don't know,
placement.
Anyways, I would say if he wins the Super Bowl, it should be like a hands down.
He took
a team that was nowhere near playoff caliber in his first year, at 44 years old, not to mention. Takes a team and turns them into what we've been turned in. And I think it's kind of
– I have some fun stats on Brady.
He might be – if he wins it, he might go down as the greatest athlete of all time.
So you guys want to hear a really fun fact for the day?
Okay.
NFC Championship game appearances since 1997.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tom Brady will have 1 on Sunday.
One?
The Dallas Cowboys have 0.
Yep.
Wow.
Years in the NFC since 1997. The Dallas Cowboys, 24. Tom Brady, one.
That hurts. I mean, that hurts if you're a coach.
Oh, man. But, I mean,
just
we all.
Just taking them when they're down.
We also did have big news, too.
What's this?
Big Vita Veda.
Vita,
yes. Veda. Don't push it, though. Seriously. I mean, like, if it's not like you're 100%. No, I'm dead serious,
no,
man.
Well, this is the thing. I don't think he's going to play 100% of the snaps. I see him in there as more of a run stopper.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a pass rush, but I see maybe 25 to 40%. It's a big range, but
how many weeks has it been? It was week 1.
Well,
so that's
no, he got hurt week, what was it, in October? It was like week 8.
Was it that far
I think
into
it was
the
late
season?
In the season, yeah. But it's just a fractured ankle. Like
did I've had a fracture before?
I don't think you need him in there. For this game, you need him in there. You need him on that line because he creates a force for JPP and Shaq Barrett to get around the edges because they're focused on him and Sue up the middle.
It's true.
There's no other tandem like that.
And so we had him when we played Green Bay last.
Huh?
We had him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he had a sack or two. But back to I had another optimistic Brady stat of the day. Brady has won 8 straight games against Mike Pennanty's defenses. He has 15 touchdowns and 13 INTs in those games. Do you guys know who Green Bay's defensive coordinator is?
I'm thinking
it's Mike Pinty.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So what do you guys think about playing in the snow?
I don't think that's going to affect.
I think.
You play in rain. What's the difference? Cold?
Yeah. Brady kind of said it. It's not really a weather effect, but he said the ball doesn't know how old I am. The weather don't know what kind of condition these guys are in. It'll tell.
You've even been out back. Have you ever been out back just playing catch with your boys in the snow?
No, not in the snow.
We throwing footballs around in the snow. I mean, it's slippery.
Hands are cold.
Matter.
It hurts.
Your head cold. It hurts. You have a 350-pound lineman running at you. Your head's going to hurt way worse.
I said your hands are cold, and that shit hurts.
But with all the technology and warmers they have, man. Come on. I don't want that to play in a factor at all.
I don't think it will. I mean,
it obviously does because, I mean, blowouts do you see on a snow game? Not a lot.
Yeah, but at the same time, a lot of these guys, kids that came from college, Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah.
He's from Iowa. He's played in the cold weather. Brady.
Antoine Winfield.
He's played in snow games. So,
Winfield. Sean Munting.
But
Sue and Levante.
Do you
David.
Know your quarterback? Okay, what school did he go to?
Michigan.
Okay, who is? What's their mascot?
Wolverine.
And what number did he wear?
I believe it was 10.
That 16. Is correct.
10. Huh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Way to know your stuff. All right. So, aside from our picks, oh, by the way, you see, Lightning still undefeated.
Yeah.
Does anybody else in the NHL have 10 goals in the first 2 games?
Nope.
No.
I mean, they don't, do they?
It's kind of disheartening that they keep getting postponed, but.
2 games postponed. Next game Thursday, 21st against Columbus.
Dallas didn't want the smoke.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, obviously, it was a COVID breakout.
I can say that if you want to say that, or they just got scared.
I guess. I don't
they
know.
Just got beat up on us like a couple months ago. Why they wouldn't want to play us again?
They did. They did get beat up on.
Because we won. Great, great year for Tampa sports. You got it. You can't even go. Unrecognizable with that.
Yeah, with the Rowdies, Rays.
You and
Lightning.
This Rowdy tip, though.
Hey, man, this is the first time all Tampa Bay teams made it to the conference final. I mean,
no, to the championship game. Well, and then the Rowdy championship game was weak that they didn't play it, and they just gave
conference.
A shit. It's a shared. It's a shared.
We're 2-0 on conference games right now. We need to go 3-0.
Yep.
Go 2-for-3 out of the championships. I think that's a pretty good year.
All right. So, like we said, Lightning's got Columbus coming up. Close out the weekend. Next week, we move into Carolina. All right. Orlando, there's nothing really to report with Orlando. They were off to a terrible. You see that?
Yeah. What like about the Raptors?
Straight losses. Raptors?
They're second in the division, though.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that?
It says second in the Southeast Division.
Yeah, well, they're 6-8.
Well, I don't know. I'm a Nets fan.
You're still a Nets fan? Did you see about your guy Kyrie?
Yeah, I guess he's coming back.
No, yeah, he's back.
Oh, he's back now.
I mean, you don't know an explanation, bro. At all?
No, I don't care. Play basketball. I'm not worried about that.
Really?
Whatever he had going on, he had going on.
Okay. Toronto Raptors.
If he wants to speak his mind, he can speak his mind.
Dead last 5-8. They have one. They have one more, or they have one less.
Well, what,
win
now?
What, than we
when's
do.
The Tampa thing? I don't see. That's not how it
they're
works.
They're playing.
Though. No, but I'm saying the Brady effect that has on Tampa. Mm-hmm. All teams, like as soon as you came
yeah,
here,
yeah, it doesn't
one.
Work. When
I don't think it works when you come here from another state. Like,
and you're
oh,
still
yeah.
represented.
No,
they're, Toronto,
they better not bring
they're
bad
Canadian,
juju.
Eh?
They better not bring bad juju.
Yeah, this is true. All right, let's run through the news real quick. See Sutton.
WrestleMania is coming back.
What do you mean?
Dead to Tampa.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
I think, yeah, Raymond James
Stadium.
Yeah,
here he is.
Yeah.
Okay, an outdoor WrestleMania. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few things here. You saw this, Don Sutton.
Don Sutton, RIP.
Best way to go, too.
What, on the mound?
In your sleep.
Sleep forever.
Deion Sanders, boombox return.
Oh, good for him.
UNLV is dropping the Rebel. Keeping Rebels, but they're dropping the Hey Reb mascot.
What's wrong with him? He's funny looking.
I don't know. Look, they're taking it down. yep. Go
oh,
ahead.
Did you see this?
First time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Super Bowl. First female ref. Good job.
Yeah. Don't fuck it up, lady.
Make it happen. Here we go. Kyrie apologizes to fans after return. Happy to be back. Give no explanation, but hey, I'm happy. I just don't. I don't get it.
Some things you just won't get.
Clay Matthews says his dad should be in the Hall of Fame, which I would agree. Oh, do you see this? The Weeknd is the halftime show.
It's on the Weeknd, too. Get it?
Eric Church. Jasmine Sullivan. I'm sorry, but I'm not familiar with her.
Nope.
Okay.
Don't care. I'll be drinking beer.
Okay. Conor McGregor denies wrongdoing after two women file lawsuits.
He fights this weekend, too.
Yes, he does. And Delonte wins a job with the rehab facility.
Doesn't look like it.
Good job.
It is, man. It's a turnaround.
Like working or...
Yeah,
in there.
He's yeah, helping, no, he's working.
Oh,
this one's classic. Jared Porter, New York Mets GM, sending dick pics. Gets fired.
Huh. Weirdo.
Yeah, for real.
They have a look at this. Of his conversation, look how weird it is. Am I annoying you? Sad piece, dead piece. I mean, bro. This guy was laying it on.
Wow.
All right, so I think we should do our picks.
Can we talk about the Cleveland?
Oh
KC
yeah,
game,
I would love to talk.
Yeah, I love. Actually, speaking of that,
what? I know I took Cleveland, and
for
$20. there was a piece of you that was a little concerned at one point.
I was pulling for him, but
it wasn't even me. I think it was the whole state of Kansas City Chief fan base that was worried about it.
No, anything's possible, right?
Huh?
Anything's
possible.
Fourth and inches, and you throw the ball with Henny.
I know.
Chad Henny. You know Chad Henny and Tom Brady?
Where'd he go to school?
He went to Michigan.
Yeah.
And he beat out Tom Brady.
I believe that's correct. I believe he
it
was.
Is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tom's got more avengeance.
Oh, how great would that be? Holmes out, concussion. They say no protocol is you're down.
No, I think
they make it to the Super Bowl somehow with Henny and then Tom Henny.
Yeah, I mean, I think KC, you know.
What if the Bucks were the away team in the Super Bowl?
Solid team.
What's the better storyline? Tom versus Henny and a little bit of I rode the bench behind you revenge or Tom versus one of the young bloods being
Tom versus Mahomes.
Mahomes or Lamar?
It's Allen, by the way.
Lamar Jackson.
He's out of the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. He is. I apologize. So it would be Josh Allen.
Thank you. It's Brady versus Mahomes.
He gets a little cocky, doesn't he, Tom?
No, I'm just saying. You said Lamar. I didn't know what you're talking about next year.
It's just the way you say it. It's just the way you say it. You could have said, excuse me, Chip, I believe you're incorrect with that.
What's the point? Take a look at fans.
What's a better matchup, though, and like for football fans, you know, us
Brady
Bucks
versus
fans?
Brady
you
versus
have Mahomes. Brady Rodgers, the GOATs, you know, the legends, the old guys, the seasoned vets. Then you have Mahomes. And Josh Allen, both those guys are
pending,
upcoming.
Pending,
do you
pending.
Know that?
But I'm saying, like,
it doesn't even look
Brady,
like it. But
I'm
Brady is
Brady
7 years older than Rodgers. It does not look it.
No, it doesn't.
But
Rodgers,
I'm
Rodgers
watching Brady
old.
And Rodgers. That's just how I am.
Well, obviously, 100%. But I'm saying though, like, we are just truly blessed to watch this year's football.
Yeah.
With everything that
it's
happened,
boiled down to the four best
and it's
teams.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You see this, Jerry Rice? I'm taking Montana over Tom Brady.
Good for him.
Hold on. Jared Rice said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he also chose Rich Gannon.
This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about with the fan base that I love. That's why I love fans. Lamar Jackson thanks Bills Mafia after 360K. They get together after Lamar gets out, knocked out a concussion.
I saw that Bills he was signing autographs.
And no, dude. They just started putting together stuff. They make donations. Look at this. Look what they've done. Let's see. 316K donations to Lamar's charity. When I think it was Andy Dalton got knocked out, they did 415K to his. They did Josh Allen's grandmother passed away.
No.
So $1 million.
They're covering up their hard hits by donating to charities.
Hard hits? What do you mean?
Well, that was week 17, but at the same time, that's just Bills Mafia, what they do. You know?
Yeah,
it's just
we'll
what
take
the
you
fan
out. We're
going
to take you out, but we're going to pay for your charities. How about that?
Hey, man. It's better than being taken out and getting nothing for your charity.
Well would you rather be taken out or put into a table?
I'm just saying, man, that's awesome. That's what fans bring to sports, man. And,
no, that
I,
is
and
cool.
I love that.
That's very cool.
Yeah. I mean, here's $1 million to that hospital we were
I'd
saying
say
after
Bills
Josh
fans,
Allen's grandmother
Bills
passed.
Fans are the – I would say they're the rowdiest of the bunch.
Yeah,
our boys over there at What the Buck, they do a big charity thing too. So yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fan bases that have those, you know, diehard fans that really, go above and beyond for the community, and you know that's really what it's about.
Well, it is no joke, Bills Mafia. They are no joke. All right, so let's. Well, I guess before we do the picks, then we could talk a little bit more about some other. Let's see, Kansas City. Yes, we were concerned for there for a minute, but ultimately,
I feel like Cleveland, like they grew. Like so much this year, like that's exactly what they needed to turn the page.
They're
gonna
give Baker a big old contract.
Well, no, it's to turn the page and get out of that.
Do you feel he doesn't deserve it?
Yeah,
not a big one,
really.
If he was smart,
you don't think that he could be a caliber quarterback?
No, I don't.
5-7 years from now,
no.
I don't. I would try to. If I was Baker, I would try to build around the team.
I'm just saying you become a goat. You become that good after time in the league. Tom Brady did not start out being Tom Brady.
He kind of did.
I mean, no. He took his.
But he's never
won.
He never
won. When you listen to his interviews, he says, there's not really a defense I haven't seen now. There's nothing that I can say, but I've never seen this before. Don't know
but he also wasn't the highest paid quarterback ever. I've never once heard him being the highest paid quarterback. That's the thing that these franchises.
Baker's contract will determine what kind of player he's going
to
be.
Well, that doesn't even matter. The franchise, when these guys get these big contracts and they lose, like Jared Goff, look at the Rams.
They lose interest in playing. That's what I'm saying.
Look at Wentz. They are going through these issues. Well, we gave this guy X amount of money.
Money,
now what do we do? Do we fire
the
head coach?
It's the guaranteed money.
Do we fire the head coach?
Yeah.
Or do we?
Like,
cut
do you think there's
the
a Bucks player right now that understands, like, what it really means to win a championship enough to, like, when you have players like Brooks and Barber and all these guys who are there's – I don't know if that list is correct, but I know there's plenty of players that restructured their contracts.
Mike Evans did it this year.
Yeah, I mean,
he cut a bunch of money.
That's what creates the entire environment.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. 100%. If Breaker gets this massive deal, like kind of Mahomes did, kind of took a greedy deal. You take so much money – after a year or two, you're not going to have Tyreek Hill around. He's going to go get his max contract somewhere. So it's kind of selfish to just to have that much money to play the game you love just kind of defeats your hunger for the game. Is all I'm not saying I've seen it happen, but it does happen.
And I get it. You want to set your family.
That's why Brady's never been the highest paid. He's been the best, but he's
Brady also has the highest paid wife.
That has nothing. He's not here for the money. He wants to win. Money is just an added bonus.
Well, no shit.
Some players... To me, like an Odell Beckham Jr., he wants that payday. Yeah, he wants to win, but he doesn't want to work for it.
Well, some guys have a higher lifestyle.
He's cancer in the locker room. He'll
never
be a winner.
But that's who?
Odell.
But that's what I'm going with Baker. If he didn't
Baker was
gets
probably,
this big contract, it's going to be bad news later down the road. If he does something
saying.
That's smart and, okay, well, let's sign a 2-year deal, 3-year deal, and see where it goes. Don't do a 5-10, you know,
two
Patrick
years,
Mahomes
50
deal.
Come on. That's reasonable for him, that today's prices.
I'm just
still pretty
well,
high for a quarterback.
I'm completely excited.
$25 million a year is average. That's your average base salary.
And I think he's shown he's definitely worth every penny of it. Mm. You don't think so?
That's just my opinion. I'm just not a Baker fan, I guess.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was talking about Brady.
What?
About Brady being worth what he's being paid for.
He's worth more.
Contractor.
More.
I started looking at this, and I was talking about MVP talk. So, obviously, Mahomes and Rodgers are the two big names that they're talking about, Josh Allen being not really even a distant third, but in third.
How is Carson Wentz on that list?
Well, this is a list of all the quarterbacks.
His offensive line makes and this team
is,
tougher.
This is a list showing, like, if defense makes it harder. Like, L.A.'s defense is obviously up here. Let's see, Pittsburgh defense, you see that they contribute to hurting, or excuse me, to ultimately hurting your MVP because you have that kind of
that's,
back.
That's
okay?
too much.
But here, they're saying Tampa Bay's down here as well, but they're saying that when you look over at where Green Bay and all them are, defense helped them. When you get down here, tougher schedules, Tom Brady's tough schedule by .02. They're saying that Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are in the easier category of the schedules versus Tom Brady. They're saying Daniel Jones had one of the toughest schedules.
And on top of that, they got to get a preseason just like everyone else, but new system, new town.
Everything. New coaching.
New players.
This is the guy's, what was it, the third or fourth offensive coordinator in his career of football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how – I don't know. I just don't understand how he's not in the conversation already. But we shall see what happens.
Maybe Super Bowl MVP.
Maybe I'll be happy with that. I'm sure he would be too. All right, let's get into our picks, and then we'll take a quick break. And I think we got some fan calls, and we got some fun stuff coming up in the second half. All right, so last week, L.A. at Green Bay, Baltimore at Buffalo, Cleveland at KC, Tampa Bay went to New Orleans. Green Bay, as we know, came out on top. Buffalo took it to Baltimore. KC knocked off Cleveland, and Tampa Bay did what they were supposed to do. Sent the Saints home and retired. So,
with that being said,
I got Green Bay, Buffalo, KC, Tampa. Dogs got Green Bay, Buffalo, KC, Tampa. Chip chose Green Bay, Baltimore.
So I gave you guys a chance. All you right, so you guys are tied. So you guys are tied.
Huh?
You guys are tied.
Nah. I'm just kidding.
So you chose the Rams. So dog wins. So what is it? I got 6.5 still.
Dog has 6. I have 4.
Ooh.
He's got a win out to tie.
No, Chip will still win. Need to win.
why does he need to win? What's that about? All right, so let's pick.
You got this.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, but guess what?
Since October.
But I'm still winning.
Since October.
So what do you got to say? It means that's how good I was at the start.
I don't know.
And then gave you guys a chance.
You lost twice, so I think
all right,
you
here we
get
go. Conference championships. Up first are Bucks and to Co. Green Bay.
Well, you know who I'm choosing.
Yep. Write it down. You know who, unless you're taking someone else. Okay. Tampa Bay across the board. All right, here we go. Buffalo, KC.
This is
our only chance. It is a tough one, of course. It's two of the best teams. Both used to playing in the cold.
I'm either going to pay attention to this game every single second.
Oh yeah, you are. No, you will. Because you're gonna know whoever wins that game is gonna be the Bucks.
Freaking excited that I don't even care.
Oh, you're still gonna watch it.
We'll see.
All right. Well, I'm not picking first.
I just won.
I think the person in the last position picks first. Then you. Then
how about the person in the last position from the previous week?
Yeah, but that's how we did it.
Yeah.
Previous week, you were in the last.
No, you were. You lost 2 games. I only lost 1.
But you're in last in points, so let's go.
No,
pick your...
can't change it.
Fine. I am going to go.
Okay. Why? Did we still have the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but when Tampa Bay goes to the Super Bowl, we're all going to pick Kansas Tampa. So this is it.
This is
make or break.
This is for all
the money. The only chance that I have is if the Bucks don't make a Super Bowl, and I'd rather lose, of course, unlike you do. So.
What?
Keep picking players from other teams. All right, I'm going to go with. This is tough because, I mean, there's a lot riding on this. I'm a half a point up. I happen to think that. Are you going with them? Because it only matters me and you both.
Any word on that, on this guy, if he's playing or not?
Mahomes?
I just thought, I can't, you're not going to find anything on Thursday.
Gosh darn it. I can't imagine he's not going to play.
Oh, man. I'm going to make this a fake. I'm taking Buffalo.
Wow. And there it is.
Points.
Points for the Tampa Bay game or the other?
And you know it would be pretty cool?
I have points for it.
Buffalo, last time they've been in the Super Bowl.
Was that Tampa against the Giants? Bill Parcells.
And guess who owns?
Actually,
Buffalo.
Points will matter because, I mean, well, no, it doesn't have to be picked separate. All right.
Guess who owns Buffalo?
Guess who left the Patriots?
Who owns Buffalo?
Yeah. All right, so there it is. There's the picks. We are now saying, I'm saying it's going to be a Tampa Bay KC Super Bowl, and you are saying it's going to be a Tampa Bay Buffalo.
Tampa Bay Bills.
All right. There
we
go.
Are we the home team or the away team?
If KC wins, KC would be home.
Yes,
why?
That's
they were
right.
home last
because
year.
Because they have a better record than us.
No, I don't think that's how it works. Look how it works.
Let's see how it works. Okay.
What do you mean? It goes by record.
They were home last year.
Let's see how they pick who's home for Super Bowl.
To be determined.
Okay, so I believe who would determine who's the home
who
team.
Who has the better record?
Super Bowl. Because the NFL rotates between NFC, so they just rotate between NFC and AFC.
Last year the Chiefs were home.
Oh,
last year the Chiefs were home.
That would be, that'd be freaking
home?
Insane.
How can they do that Super to the Bucks? Bowl. How could you? You're making history. You're the first team to play in the Super Bowl in your home stadium, and you're going to put them in the away?
Well, no, we would be home now. Yeah, either way,
you couldn't do that to them because you could jeopardize their historic run with another team that gets a chance to do it and then their home because they saw
be
how
hands down. It'd be hands down.
MVP
talk across the
more
board
than any other ride we've ever seen. If they put us in the away tunnel,
yeah, this would be big. All right, let's take a break. Come back. And welcome back, guys. By the way, didn't mention it a lot in the front, but in the first half here, but I am still ahead of everybody.
Whatever.
And FanDuel, too.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're playing football on Sunday. You
whatever.
Can have little fantasy FanDuels.
I can't even think on Saturday or Sunday, let alone Sunday right now.
All right. So tonight, I know we want to announce our another contest. I know we got a helmet from number 45. We're just watching him on Mic'd Up. Awesome. This guy's pumped.
He's an animal.
I love the fact he was ready to play the next day.
He's probably our best draft pick.
Well,
he had
a nice 2 weeks off.
He's probably one of our best draft picks we've had in a long time.
Key player.
I say same rules apply.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, we've – with Worfs and Winfield and Mike Evans, mm-hmm. but, I mean, this guy, he is going to be a game changer.
I say it's the same rules. Like us, follow us, share us. Get the password. What do you think?
Password. Get live, 4-5.
Get live, 4-5. Good.
No. 4-5.
4-5.
4-5.
4-5.
Get live, 4-5?
Yeah, that's that southern accent.
I like that.
You know, he's from Louisiana. You know the team that the Saints that we just beat their ass?
Yeah.
That team.
All right. Later on, we'll give you the numbers, or you can DM these guys with Instagram or Twitter. Get live, 4-5.
4-5.
That's F-O. Five.
Yeah,
foe.
All right, so I know we got to call. I know we're going to call a fan here in just a little bit, but we're going to get into a little bit of fun first. I got to tell you, I know you came with something tonight.
I know
you did, but I got to tell you, I was a little concerned. I was a little worried, so I went out and I found a couple would you rather lists too.
I'm glad.
A
you
funny
did.
One and a sports one.
I'm glad you did.
But I definitely don't want to take your floor, so I want to follow you.
Would you rather?
If you don't mind.
All right.
All right.
So, with the would you rather and the who is he, seeing how I haven't done this in several episodes, right?
Okay.
So, it gets real interesting. So, I'm sitting at work. You know, I come back from running around errands, you know.
Yeah.
And I start writing it down. I think to myself, I go, oh, that's a good one. I start jotting it down. Uh-huh. And then I just thought, and I was like, I'm not doing it. We haven't done it in the past five episodes.
Uh huh.
The Bucks are on a 5-game win streak. Not doing it.
They're on a 6-game.
So
six
you're
game,
so you're passing on the
I'm
would
passing
you
on the would you rathers and the who is it just
they hype
and
you up.
Just
wow.
until
you
just until
yeah.
Everything that I've been riding around with the same flags on my
car.
Didn't
we just talk about superstitions?
Yeah, we did.
That's
yeah.
a superstition.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You know what? I'm with you.
So I'm glad that you got to find
so,
some.
So I can come through with the list.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
then,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want me to go ahead and do some of these then, Bo, and then you can follow me?
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Your show. I'm just here.
All right, so here's some ones. These were just odd, strange ones. Like, I mean, goofy stuff. Like, would you rather... only be able to use a fork or only be able to use a spoon. Stuff like that, right? Stupid stuff.
Knife.
Yeah. I like this one, though. Would you rather every shirt you ever wear be kind of itchy or only be able to use one ply toilet paper?
Well, I'm a boat builder, so the shirts I wear day to day are kind of itchy, and I definitely need more than one piece
one
of...
ply.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably deal with an itchy shirt.
Yeah.
What about an itchy butt?
Nope.
A smelly finger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me see. Let's jump over to some of the sports ones real quick. All right, here we go. So, would you rather win an MVP or a championship as a role player?
Championship as a role player.
Yeah, championship as a role player.
Okay. 54% agree with you. Would you rather take a contested game-winning shot or pass to an open man?
Take it. I'm taking that shot.
Well, you just defeated your last answer.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Kind of did.
What if that open man is like 1 for 30?
What if
he's
what
open?
If,
but you're on fire.
What if
I
you
guarantee
can't
you,
shoot?
No matter what, you could be LeBron James.
I'm passing.
A contested shot is going to have a less higher percentage than an open player shot.
Yeah, I'm passing it.
What if it's
bro,
no.
Not everyone.
No.
Not,
hey,
not,
it's your
not,
own opinion.
Not everyone is Kobe or MJ.
That's what I'm saying. And let your teammates
LeBron,
be
like,
Kobe
am,
or LeBron.
I am in that situation.
No, you're not.
I'm 62% of the other
no,
people.
No, you're not because you just
64.
Said you're a role player.
Yeah, and I won a championship.
But you're going to take
this
that final
for a
shot.
Champion, this is just for a game.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Take a pitch from
Aroldis Chapman,
or a punch from Mike Tyson to the ribs.
Take a pitch.
Ooh.
I ain't let him crack my rib.
I mean, was this guy like throwing heat all the time or something?
104.
Yeah.
104.
He's the one that, well, you didn't watch any
either
of those.
Way, that's going to crack your rib.
Either way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you can absorb the hit. You can absorb the ball more than you can the punch. Is he wearing gloves? Is it bare knuckles? Is it brass knuckles? Is it 6 ounces? Is it 8 ounces? 12 ounce gloves?
Is it a fastball?
Is it a fastball? Is it a curveball? Is it a chain? Yeah. Is it?
All right. Well, 64% of people said.
I'm probably taking the pitch.
Yeah. 105 plus.
Try to tackle Derrick Henry or get tackled by Vontaze Burfict.
I hate Vontaze
Burfict. I think I get Derrick Henry.
I hate Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah. Well, 85% of people said they'd rather take on Henry than that kid.
Yeah. Because Vontaze Burfict is by far the dirtiest player that we've probably seen in the last 15, 20 years.
You can try and hit somebody and it not be that bad, but when you get ran over or laid out, it sucks.
Would you rather have a Robert Horry type career or a Charles Barkley type career?
Robert Horry.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
7 rings.
I understand, but I mean,
yeah,
Barkley's, I mean, 67 people say.
And look at Barkley's golf game. Ugh.
It is bad. It is bad. All right. Jump from the top of the ladder or thrown off the Hell in the Cell?
Hell in
the
Cell. Thrown off.
I'm jumping from the top of the ladder. I'm not getting thrown off. I seen Mick Foley live get tossed off that.
And he's set for life.
Yeah. And he can't walk.
True. True. All right. That was it for those for the sports. I don't think there was maybe there was something. Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or have to burp after every kiss?
Burp after every kiss and then kiss her again.
I would fart loudly.
See, that's why you're single. Right there.
I don't care.
All right. Oh, would you rather vomit uncontrollably for 1 minute every time you hear the happy birthday song or get a headache that lasts for the rest of the day every time you see a bird?
No, vomit.
Every time you hear the happy birthday.
I
mean, you don't hear it that much.
I ain't going around nobody's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't my birthday, I'm isolating COVID.
Fair enough. All right, that was me for the day. Good job, gentlemen.
Nice.
Let's see. So what do you got over there?
Some Bo's Buccaneer Brain Busters.
busted.
First game, for the first time the Buccaneers played.
Winston.
Nope, you're wrong. The first time the Buccaneers played a postseason game at Lambeau Field, they lost to the Packers 21-7. In a 1997 divisional round game, but one of Tampa Bay's defenders intercepted Brett Favre twice. Who was it?
Rondé Barber.
Chip Dexter.
Donnie
Jackson.
Abraham, Rondé Barber, Derek Brooks, or John Lynch?
Could have been Donnie.
I'm going to say Donnie because you said the other and
nope.
You still gave us.
Okay. I'm either going to go.
It was Donnie Abraham.
Boom.
Yeah.
Tom Brady scored a one-yard touchdown run in Sunday's divisional round win at New Orleans, giving him 7 career postseason rushing TDs. Who is the only quarterback with more postseason rushing touchdowns than Brady? Randall Cunningham, John Elway, Cam Newton, Steve Young.
I'm going to go John Elway.
I'm going to go Steve Young.
Steve Young is correct.
Nice.
He had 8 postseason.
I'm killing you right now. Yeah, by the way, not to take you off topic for 1 second. Go ahead.
You only went Donnie Abraham because he said Rodney Barber, so I'm not giving you a point for that.
Crap, you want bull crap.
Nope.
That's bullshit.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. Anyways, I got that point, dog. Tom Brady, savage social media.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I love it. I wish I had been following this guy forever.
He wasn't doing this.
He wasn't doing.
He wasn't.
This.
Doing
he wasn't. He wasn't acting like
no,
this.
Not at
this
all.
This is great.
This is why he came here. So he there was no Tom Brady social media at all.
Yeah.
Like there was a little bit in the off season. But
I mean,
not,
like I know a lot of players have people that do their social media, but I mean,
not like what he does.
If he's doing his, which I would think he is. That's savage.
I love
the Twitter. Post today with the no high five from the ref. Oh
he's gonna have his own. He's gonna have his own show. I guarantee he's gonna have his own show.
I think maybe Tommy Gronke.
No, it'll be Tommy's bunch.
No,
it'll be the Brady bunch.
No, it could be
when he's done 2 or 3 years from now, hopefully.
Peyton and Tom.
Do you think he's going to be in the booth?
Peyton.
No.
I think Peyton and Tom are gonna have something up their sleeve. We might not see it.
Tom's going to do Tom's things.
Yeah,
Tom ain't going to work for nobody. Tom doesn't work for anybody.
Who knows? Tom might want to be a coach. He's doing a lot of coaching here, what Bruce Arians said. A lot of coaching. That's
Arians
one thing.
Arians is letting him coach. Arians ain't doing nothing.
But that's one
Stop.
Thing. That's,
I swear that's what he said.
That is one thing that Bill didn't let him do is coach.
That's true.
You're telling me.
Bill doesn't let
you're
his coaches
telling
coach.
Me, yeah, you're telling
Tom's
me,
in retirement land
but
and he loves it.
You're telling me that Tom doesn't. You know, call 60% of the plays in the huddle.
No,
70% of the plays.
I think he's given an option, and he might be able to make changes. But
I guarantee you, they put packages in, and he gets to go through the list of plays that he wants to choose. And
so, back
situations.
To the trivia Tuesday. Leonard Fournette has scored in each of the Buccaneers' first 2 playoff games in 2020. Who is the only player in franchise history who has scored more than 2 touchdowns in a single postseason run?
Chip worked on.
Sean.
Michael Pittman, Keenan McCardell, Ricky Bell, or Mike Allstott?
Damn, wasn't he Mike Allstott?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Dad or your boy Bell.
It's Mike Allstott. He had 4 touchdowns in the 2002. You know, you said work done.
Yeah, before you gave me the list.
It doesn't matter.
List,
no, you acted like you knew it.
First off,
you
no
acted
one's taking
like
a,
you
no one's taking a Mike Allstott answer
it.
For me.
First
but you
off,
know that's
no
my
one,
favorite
no,
Buccaneer.
No one.
Yeah, but you just jumped. So you just work done. Work done was not even on that team.
That's true. He was in Atlanta by then.
And second off, these points don't even matter.
No, they don't.
Oh, they matter.
To what?
Bragging rights.
For what?
Against you two. Any more?
No,
about
that was it.
What?
That was it? That was weak. I got all those. 3-0.
No, you did not.
3-0.
You went 1-for-3. I'll give you 1-for-3. And that
How?
Was a guess.
Because
you said work done before, like you knew the answer.
He said Riddell Anthony.
He did say Riddell Anthony.
Okay, so what's next? Are we gonna call the fan?
Oh yeah, we got a fan call, right?
Fan call.
All right.
Fan call.
Fan call.
Take a break. Get him on the line. We'll be back.
That's it.
All right, here we go again. Take it like a fan. All right, guys, we got him on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Who do we got?
Joe.
Hello, hello.
What's good, Joe?
Good evening. What's going on, everybody?
Just hanging out.
Oh, we're all smiles today, Joe. Who's Joe's team, by the way?
He's an out Western, man. He likes those 49ers.
Oh, he likes 49ers? Yeah. What time do they play this weekend, dog?
I don't know.
we're coming out the gate with shots already. Why? No warm welcome here, huh?
No.
Really. All right. So you saw that
good stuff.
You saw we retired Breeze, obviously, yesterday.
I've seen that.
Yep. We're all excited that his last toss as a professional football player was a pick to a Buccaneer. That's a happy day right there. So have you always been a 49er fan?
Yep. I've always been a fan of the Niners, probably ever since I can remember football, really, which was I'll be honest, I was a bandwagon fan in 1994 when they went against the Bengals in the Super Bowl. Oh, okay. And we haven't won one since, but I've been faithful since that day. So
how did you become one then, Joe? Because I know your brother pretty well, and he's a Seahawks fan. Or should I say sea chicken?
I know. He is. It's a mixed bag in the house of football teams. But for me, it was just really watching football growing up, you know, with my dad and brothers and everything, uncles, all that stuff. Like I said, I was a little kid, and my dad said, if you're going to watch football, you're going to pick a team, and you're going to stick with that team. And so
I love it.
And so that, as a little kid watching football, you know, the best team in the league at that time was the Niners. So
I was going to say, which decade was this? Was this the Jerry Rice and like Joe Montana decade?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
No, it was the Steve Young. It was Steve Young, you know, right after Joe left. And, but you know, I could say that I would say probably 50% of kids at that time were either a Niners fan. If they weren't a hometown fan, they were either a Niners fan or a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Everybody in school would wear the Dallas Cowboys starter pack.
So when we talked to your brother a while back, and he was giving us his rundown how he became a Seahawks fan, how your pops was a huge Packer fan, and I know he's ready for this game this weekend, and he broke it down to him how he came a Seahawks fan, and he told us, he was like, I was real nervous to tell my dad I was a Seahawks fan because he was such a big Green Bay fan. Did you have to go through that same scenario, breaking it down to your pops that you're a Niner fan and not a Green Bay fan?
No, that's funny. I actually listened to that podcast, and it was pretty funny him going through that story. But I didn't have that same approach. I mean, my dad really didn't. He didn't ask me, or I didn't have to, I guess, confess to him that I was no longer a Packers fan. It was more, it was just more, like I said, I just, when we started watching ball, or at least when I can remember starting to watch ball, he just said to pick a team, and, you know, I just chose the Niners, and that's pretty much, that was it. And it's been it ever
since. Do you have any, like, brothers, other brothers and sisters that have, like, other teams? I mean, it sounds like everybody's kind of just picking their own and going with it. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so who else?
So, I have two older brothers, and one of them he's a Green Bay like our dad was, and then my oldest brother, the other one, what I told you, is a Dallas fan. So.
And then your guys are all over four boys. Board, literally, I would love to talk to one of your older brother after this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Yeah, I would love to talk to him and your father at the same time. Yeah, Battle of the Bays.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's a classic matchup.
What else do we got, gentlemen, for this?
What do you think? What are your outlooks? What are your picks for this weekend?
I think I'm gonna go. We'll start with the AFC. So being a Niners fan, you know, I have no, you know, liking or interest in the Chiefs, so I'm definitely going with the Bills on that. And I think not just solely because of that. I mean,
taking that aside,
Stephon Diggs.
Okay, taking that aside, you still think Buffalo can take this game? Taking aside the fact that
a healthy Pat Mahomes with a healthy Pat Mahomes,
I think that the game, like the margin, will be closer than what you know, most fans would expect it to be. I definitely think that they have the shot. I mean, playoff football is different. We all know that. I definitely don't think it's just going to be some kind of blowout. I think that their offense is capable of keeping up, you know, production like the Chiefs.
Highly agree with that.
And so I don't think it's going to be – I think if it does turn into a shootout, the Bills are definitely capable of doing that. But, you know, I think maybe my bias is pushing me towards the Bills. But, yes, to answer your question, aside from my disliking of the Chiefs, I do think that the Bills, as a fan of football, are capable of sticking with them. I do.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you one step further then, because I already know. I'm sure you're going to pick the Bucs for the NFC, because there's no way you're going to go with Green Bay. So, saying that for you, who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? You heard it here first.
The NFC Championship game is a toss-up. I'm not even going to Super Bowl. NFC Championship game is a toss-up. I mean –
Well, not really. I mean, we already beat this team. I mean, what was it? What was it, Doc?
38 to 10.
Yeah, 38 to 10. Okay, go ahead.
For this weekend? For the Bucs game?
No, we beat Green Bay once this year already, 38 to 10.
Yeah, but it's different teams.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. I remember that. I mean, and the same could be said for the Saints. They put a thrashing on y'all.
Excuse me?
I don't remember that. Oh, no, that was a practice. That was a practice game.
Didn't count.
That was our preseason. That was our preseason
game. Yeah, we had two preseason games mid-season against the Saints.
Right, right.
So who's winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
then?
No, I mean, I'll go with and I hate to make these kind of picks, but if I had to choose.
Putting your money on one guy right now. Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes,
I'm gonna go
Rodgers or Brady.
If I'm putting it on one guy right now, I'm going to put it on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
wow. And that's all the time we got for a Take Like a Fan.
Yeah. I mean,
but listen, obviously, that's just, you know, I don't know if he's going to get through you guys. I'm just saying, if I had to put my money on it, that's who I'd put it.
Let me ask you this way then.
Let me ask you this way. Now, we've heard that you obviously think Green Bay is going to beat Tampa Bay and go on. Let's say shits and giggles here. Tampa Bay wins. They're off to the Super Bowl against either one of those AFC teams. Do you pick either of those AFC teams over the Bucs? You really would. He's thinking.
I would say no.
And Remaculous, we have five more minutes.
Let's hear more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying if we beat Green Bay, we win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that your front seven is going to disrupt their offensive line and their quarterbacks to the point where it's going to make it hard for them to score points like they traditionally do. So.
And that defense speed, too, man.
We're getting Sue back, too, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
You couple that with y'all's offense, I just think that y'all have a shot of beating AFC pretty solid. But it's the NFC game that's, to me, the most difficult pick this weekend because, I mean, both of these teams are, I think, at their peak. You know, they've peaked and this is it. And so, you know, it's going to be a tough game to call. I don't know which way that's going to fall. I would like to see Tom Brady get another ring just because I like to see greatness, you know what I mean, in our lifetimes. He's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, and to see him get another one would just be phenomenal. And for the, you know, for the hometown team, I mean, I'd be happy for everybody back home. But
I'd love to hear that you say that you're one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play, because we actually were just talking earlier on the podcast. Jerry Rice came out, said that he would take Joe Montana over Tom Brady any day of the week.
But he also chose Rich Gannon.
He did. He did choose Rich Gannon.
Did he really?
Yeah.
When he went to Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. So I got a question.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, what's your plans for this weekend? What are you doing? What are you cooking up? I know you get on the grill a lot. What are you in the
and what
doing?
Time is it ready?
And what's your drink of choice for this Sunday clash of the NFC Battle and of AFC's Bays. Championships?
Battle of the Bays, yeah. So that's a good question. I already got it, you know, locked in for this weekend. So definitely, I got a smoker recently, which is basically like a new hobby of mine.
that's
great
man
hobby.
Stuff.
That is a great hobby.
Yeah, that's man stuff right there.
Oh yeah. So definitely gonna be smoking some chicken thighs, man. Those are some of the best things you can put on in a smoker. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah.
And as far as the drink, I'll probably just keep it with a beer. Maybe have like a IPA, something like that.
An IPA.
I just bought a.
Is this what we do in San Fran? Yeah, we drink IPAs with our pinkies up.
No. Oh, that was bad.
Hey,
that was bad.
In a chalice.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
What are you? What are you boys having in this weekend? What
dude,
are you?
Bush what? Latte.
Bush latte. We are but what's on the grill,
I can't.
Chuck
even,
roast.
I can't even. I can't even think what I'm doing Sunday because I just get so discombobulated when it comes to weekend.
You
the past two weekends,
you got to focus.
Watching the Bucks play in January, I just. Just thinking about it, my anxiety gets through the roof.
Mine kicks in about Friday when I'm done with the work weekend. I'm like, God, I still got another 48 hours. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, that's going to be brutal. All right, man. I appreciate your time tonight, Joe. Thank you very much, man. We'd love to be able to keep checking in with you. I mean, if you're a 49ers fan, does that mean you're like a San Francisco Giants fan? Or what will you be for basketball? And I don't even think you guys got hockey out there, do you?
Yeah, they do.
No, I'm an all-in-state fan except for the NFL. I'm all in Florida except the NFL.
You're always Florida except for the NFL. I love it. All right. Man, thanks again, bud. If you feel like winning a Devin White helmet from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, make sure and listen to the episode and get yourself the password.
We are giving one away.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys having me.
I also got that 49ers care package still for you. I'm waiting for you to either show up or however I need to get it to you.
Hey, well, you can come up here too, man. Anytime you're all more than welcome. So.
You know the blood's super thin down here. We freeze in a matter of minutes. As soon as we get past Orlando, you know, we're like, shit, it's cold. There's frost on the ground.
It's so true, though.
It's too cold. No, I hear you.
All right, man. You have a good night. Thanks again, bud.
All right. Thanks. You all soon.
See it.
That was a good man. Their family is all over the board.
Yeah.
So good they got peeps. Packers, they got Seahawks, they got
Cowboys
and Niners.
And Niners. Those are some teams right there.
It almost sounds like your house.
My house?
Yeah. I mean, you were Kansas City Chiefs, obviously.
When
you were taking Kansas City Chiefs players this year. You took some Saints players.
Oh, because, yeah.
You're talking FanDuel right now.
Yeah, dude. Fantasy chip.
Do you see? Let me tell you something. I'm still kicking your asses in FanDuel.
Glow.
And I haven't taken one Saint.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. I haven't taken a Panther.
That's a lie.
You had Matt Ryan. What?
You had Matt Ryan as your
quarterback.
You had Todd Gurley.
You better stop right now.
This is Chip ATL coming out right now, man. Chip ATL is in full effect right now.
All right, guys. It was fun with you guys tonight. Anything else?
Yeah, man.
Do we have any phone numbers so these people can try and win this
helmet?
Yeah,
for sure, man. Definitely be on the alert for the
Get Live 4-5.
Get Live 4-5.
We're going to drop the promo on Instagram, on Twitter. All you got to do is repost it, add it to your story, to your page, like it, then message us the passcode, which is GetLive45.
Yeah, it's not that hard, people.
It's really not, but you can always. I
love the helmets when they look like that. I love that.
Yeah.
Like,
you can always text us and, you know, ask more questions how to acquire the helmet, and we'll, you know, text
you. If
you
want to buy it, you can buy it.
727-388-1644 or call Bo. Any time of the week at 1-844-542-4111. Just don't call them if the Bucks are playing.
Nope.
Because usually.
What if they have a question for a four-time fantasy champ?
It doesn't matter.
It's game time. The game's a lock. Can't do it.
Because when he gets on his rocker, because we usually watch the game together. Mm-hmm. When he gets on his rocker, mm-hmm. it fucking starts coming down
it's,
on me.
It's coming down.
You know?
All right.
And I
will say, man, even when, again, stop ghosting. During the games, good or bad, you got to communicate, dog.
Come on over.
I know you do. Hey, listen, I said this to you once,
Chip.
And you do. You communicate, Chris.
I can't.
He doesn't.
Yeah. I could have a mid conversation, or someone could have a mid conversation while I'm watching the game.
No.
In one ear, out the other.
You know what he does?
So what you're saying is you're sitting there, you don't pay attention to nobody, no thing, while you're watching the game.
Exactly.
You know what he does?
What?
It's third down. He literally stands up out of the chair inside the living room.
I do that too.
So why are you texting me?
Yeah.
Because I'm usually standing up texting you.
I can't do it. The anxiety's already building right now. That's building.
All right, guys. Let's have fun. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, baby. Lightning. Hey, we need a big W this weekend.
Yes, we
big
do.
Big W.
I'm ready for another Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm getting fired up right now. I don't want to take the flags off my vehicle yet.
You don't.
I do not want to.
Can't do that till after February.
I got my helmet hanging up.
Don't even take them off. Leave them on.
Hey, let's go. Let's go, boys.
Good Bucks.
Get live.
Breeze flushed out of the pocket. It's a pass. It's intercepted. It's Sean Murphy. Brady throws the ball. Caught by Kevin's touchdown, Tampa Bay.